Hawkins was arrested in Dayton by the Southern Ohio Fugitive Apprehension Strike Team, or SOFAST, which is made up of nearly two dozen area law enforcement agencies and U.S. Marshals. Dayton area SOFAST supervisor Jeremy Rose says Hawkins was arrested without incident at the King's Court apartment complex on the city's west side shortly before 8 a.m.
Despite him making allegations and us hearing that he was going to have a shootout with the cops and he wasn't going to go peacefully, I think he was extremely surprised that we found him there, so much so that he didn't even know what was going on until we actually put cuffs on him.
Rose says that several tips and leads led them to the complex, and the investigation is ongoing into whether or not the owners knew that Hawkins was hiding there.
There could be charges forthcoming for harboring or aiding if the individuals knew, in fact, that he was wanted.
Springfield Superintendent Dr. David Estrop says students and staff are glad the hunt for Hawkins had a nonviolent ending.
We needed to bring an end to the violence. This is about the best of all the options that there were available, and that was to have the young man taken into custody without further violence.
Hawkins is now in custody in the Clark County Juvenile Jail. Springfield City Prosecutor Andrew Wilson says he filed a motion to have him tried as an adult.
He'll be arraigned tomorrow at 1:30. He'll be served that motion. The juvenile court will set a pretrial on our motion. If we show that there's probable cause that he committed the crimes with which he's accused, then he'll be bound over to adult court.
The family of Jeffrey Wellington say they are relieved to know that Hawkins is in custody. Wayne Baker, WYSO.